I just sat there, waiting on an emotional high because of what we had accomplished today and what might happen tonight. No alarm bells. The hyper-awareness that I'm so proud of failed me. Of all the times, of all the situations. Four tours. Four official tours, at least. Don't get me started on unofficial ones. And I didn't sense the danger staring me right in the face. Danger from an enemy that I had brought to our gates. I had brought her in. I had given her a free pass. Bubba was the one that alerted us. Fucking Bubba was the only one paying attention. He came barreling through the front doors like an enraged bull. His hollering caused everyone to jump to their feet, scared and on alert. The first thought in my mind was that we were under attack. He had been grabbing a smoke outside and saw the entire thing, or at least the part where the SUV rammed the gates of our compound and headed off to God knows where. "Who's missing? I need a head count now," Zach yelled when Bubba ran in and reported the breach. "I think it was Alexis who was driving, and she had someone else with her," Bubba panted. Everyone had been at the party, except the four on guard duty, and they all radioed in confirming they were still at their posts. It was obvious there were only two missing from the party as we milled around counting heads. "Alexis and Clara," Baby shouted after she had made a circuit around the room. I knew this, but the confirmation was crippling. "Get a vehicle loaded up, Hannah. I want you and Romeo fully armed with us. Grab the spotlights," I yelled. "Now!" I reiterated when she stalled and looked to Zach. 6 months away, and now she second-guessed me, deferring to Zach. Fuck. "You can't go out at night, Blake. You don't know what you'll find out there." Grace Peters walked up to me. I didn't need arguments. I didn't need resistance. I needed action. I said nothing to her, and whatever was visible on my face had her stepping back and grabbing her husband by the arm, as if to protect him. I wasn't going to take her husband with me. I don't know why she would even get involved in this situation. I needed to find Alexis now. Day, night, nothing mattered but finding out what was going on. I needed to know why Alexis would have rammed the gates and taken off with Clara. Why would she have done that? What would have made her do this? Did Clara threaten her with something? Or did she take Clara to get rid of her? I couldn't believe either scenario. "We have no other choice. It's either now or we might as well write them both off as dead," I said through clenched teeth when Cole Peters tried to take his wife's side, arguing about the lack of visibility. "Hannah, Romeo, you down?" I didn't want to force anyone to go out at night, but I was going, with or without them. Both of them nodded in the affirmative. "Fall out, 2 minutes," Zach called, and I rushed upstairs and quickly slipped on my arm guards, thick leather jacket, and random pieces of bite-proof armor. I armed myself quickly, slipping enough ammo and weapons to take down an army into my many pockets and holsters. I was back down in the cafeteria in less than 60 seconds, and in under 2 minutes, we were sliding into the SUV with Zach behind the wheel. He stopped long enough to shout to Martinez, who was about to go on guard duty, "Get the gate fixed, stat!" Then he tore off, gravel shooting out from the tires as he raced to the bridge. Zach followed the most logical path, in a slow, methodical pace. We drove up the main drag, and Baby and I shined the spotlights on the marsh next to the road, looking for any sign of the missing SUV. We found nothing, nothing at all. When we hit Highway 90, we had two choices, left or right, to New Orleans or Mississippi. Which way would she have gone? Who was in control, Clara or Lex?